The bill would grant all retired law enforcement officers in the state the right to carry a concealed weapon. Federal law already grants that right to federal law enforcement officers. At a recent hearing broadcast live on the Wisconsin Eye Network, one of the bill's sponsors, Democrat Ann Raychuk of Balsam Lake, said for her, passing the bill is a matter of life and death. Raychuk is a former county sheriff.
I know of an individual that was convicted of felony child abuse on a case that I investigated, and he said that he was going to kill me when he gets out of prison. And I graduated from high school with him, by the way. Well, he's now out of prison, and I can no longer legally carry a concealed firearm to protect myself from him.
The bill would grant Raychuk that right and has strong support from police and sheriff's departments across the state. Former State Senator Robert Welch is now a lobbyist for the Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association. He urged the committee to pass the bill and then move on to expanding concealed carry rights to all state residents.
We think the time is moving quickly where that is needs to happen. We're seeing some very strong, large cracks in the wall of the opposition when we have the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel saying perhaps it's time. So we're hoping that we can move to that.
Both the Milwaukee Police Chief and the Milwaukee District Attorney also testified in favor of this first step towards universal concealed carry rights in the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.